or the purchase service agreements.
The first purchase of service contract we are asking for approval for is that for Vivint Health, asking for a little over $85,000 to continue to provide harm reduction supplies, both in our harm reduction vending machine with Clarity and also through an online depot that's available for North County residents to be able to order harm reduction supplies. We're asking please use a couple of different funding sources to fund the harm reduction supply. And with this ask of the we are asking to use some of our additional funds that we have identified through the state opioid response and supplemental grants, be able to utilize those funds for buying additional harm reduction supplies. Then the second request is for $500,000 with the Ben Baker Recovery Center. The board had previously approved for us to enter into a contract with Premier Care of Wisconsin, which does business here in Wisconsin as Community Medical Services, CMS. They're one of our largest MAT providers in the community. We had looked to give them additional funding for their mobile MAT efforts within the community. But since the approval, even in December, they had not been able to get approval from the State Opioid Treatment Authority, the SODA, to be allowed to do mobile MAT in the community. And due to that, due to when the Congressional Directive on Spending Dollars needed to be spent by, we needed to do a pivot and look to be able to fund another mobile MAT effort in the community in Ben Baker. So we will be able to give them $500,000 towards their mobile MAT initiative upon your approval. In addition to that, so the board is aware, we also do have funding that's going to Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management, who is also doing the mobile MAT, all of which funds that you guys have approved for a second effort of mobile MAT in the community.
Maybe just a clarification, the Ben Baker's program state approved?
Yeah, they were. And their current COO was the previous SODA for the state of Wisconsin. So they definitely had a better way to get in and get those approvals and move forward to be able to provide. Really good question. The next contract is for Lacoxa, $350,000. That is for BHS Crisis Services to resume third shift mobile services. Lacoste had been our previous vendor. We had put a pause on services at the start of the pandemic to reduce the amount of individuals in emergency rooms. Then at one point through that, Lacoste decided to end the contract. We are seated this year, Lacoste with our single submission, and we will be moving on approval from the board to resume those services and have clinicians who are on call working through the beginning to be able to do mobiles within the community. Then our next one is an additional, just short of $185,000 for Vivint Health. This is for additional harm reduction supplies, but this is, we're using funding from the Congressional Directive on Spending. We have some underspend due to some of the moves that we had to do, and so we're looking to be able to just purchase additional harm reduction supplies, keep our vending machines stocked, and then also be able to have that depot of being able to order going. So those are the four contracts for the adult services. And I'm just going to pause and see if there's any additional questions on any of those. All right, since there's no questions, Brian's on vacation. And for our youth services, we are first requesting $292,445 for contract amendment with St. Charles Youth and Family Services. And this is for additional funding with Owens Place on the south side, which is the newest open Owens Place on the south side. They will work to continue to work with young adults actively plan for adulthood, independent living skills, many other services that they provide from Always Place. And then $404,500 with Wisconsin Community Services. This is an agreement going into with WCS to do a pilot to help create a placement coordination team. This team will assist with children who need to be placed, who are involved with Children, Youth, and Family Services, DHHS's CYFS, to help facilitate that, get children placed in out-of-home care, and oversee these placements. So those are the two contracts being requested of with youth services. And I think it's also important to add that with the WCS one, this being a pilot, that we would learn a lot from that experience and then be able to actually RFP this service out. We'll also know if it's a one agency type of RFP or if there would need to be other agencies also doing it. What is the volume like? What is the services and operations of that actually look like? So in this case, again, of just being able to do this pilot to learn more from so that we can put an informed RFP forward in next year.
So if it went to a RFP, even if it was a one-agent RFP, it would be put out as an RFP for multiple agencies, not just WCS.
Yes. Yeah. If there's a determination that we should continue on this service and we're looking at either we would still do the RFP, see who is interested, and then go through the scoring process, standard scoring process, to determine who would be that agency.
Thank you. I have a question. And when you were talking about the Ben Baker contract and mobile map services, is it mobile in terms of being at various locations, or do they actually drive out to various locations?
They will be driving out to various locations. They will be getting, I don't know if it's a bus situation, but it's a large vehicle that will be providing mobile MAT, so that clients in various places throughout Milwaukee, they will look to engage, like in high use areas, and have an ability for people to come in, sit, talk about if they're ready to start, if they are, be able to start them, because they will have prescriber access, and then being able to say, where would you like to do your follow-up at to continue your MAT.
Thank you. Initiatives are doing it that way now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a recommendation item.
Yep, I spoke to that one. That one is to do the pilot for the placement care coordination team of children, young adults who are involved with CYFS to help place them in the community.
Any objection to moving approval at once?
I just have one question for Amy. So it starts June 1st and the pilot ends December 31st. Sometimes, like, when you see that and we're building it now, like, I always wonder, do they really have the team? Like, sometimes, you know, like, you get the money or the fruit, but they don't have the staff to do it.
So I believe that they will probably look to use staff who will no longer be providing care coordination services.
Okay, perfect. Great. Yep. Yeah. I think it's a really good idea because, like, some of the conversations we're having is like, oh, we don't have services because of this transition. But I think making sure that is out there, that no, you know, this is what we'll continue to have as a support. Is really needed. So the optics of it, I think, is really important too.
Yeah, I really think that it will help us inform what the continuum of services needs to look like for youth and young adults, and strengthen the partnership with VHS and CYFS. And, you know, this is a time for us to take a step back and see what the system needs and what it can do to better serve youth and their families. And it probably doesn't look like what it always has looked like. So being able to have a team that really focuses on placement and can help us identify gaps and figure out funding that's needed for those services, it's a really good time to do that. And I think this team will help with that.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the emergency service?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, yeah, no, separate. Okay.